KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies with showers today, mainly later this morning and throughout the afternoon, a high around 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, a pizzeria in Adair has won a contest for the best pizza in Iowa. Officials with Travel Iowa announced Friday the winner was Zips Pizzeria in Adair. The restaurant, owned by Jim and Tammy Zierlein, made it all the way through Travel Iowa's three-round online voting in the Iowa Pizza Madness contest that wrapped up at noon yesterday. Zips Pizzeria had submitted their taco pizza for online judging in the Facebook voter challenge. The competing pizza restaurants included Great Plains Sauce and Dough Company in Ames, the Santa Maria Winery in Carroll, Mabe's Pizza in Decorah, Fong's Pizza in Des Moines, A&A Poly Eyes Pizza in Iowa City, P's Pizza House in Lamar's, and Zeno's Pizza in Marshalltown. The winning restaurant is expected to provide a $3 coupon off for download. According to Travel Iowa, you can check their Facebook page for more details. An event that brought historic military vehicles and their enthusiasts to Atlantic last year is back for another year. Steve Livengood is the founder of the Bada Bada Bing Bang military vehicle rally. It takes place this year, May the 21st, a date which, not coincidentally, is Armed Forces Day. Livengood said it's being brought back because it was a success last year, even though Mother Nature tried to put a damper on attendance by the owner and operators of the vintage equipment.
Probably the only problem we had last year is Mother Nature in eastern Nebraska wasn't cooperating, and we had a lot of folks over there that got a lot of rain and flooded basements and whatnot, and so we had about 10 people from Omaha, Lincoln, Fremont area that couldn't make it because, not exactly because they couldn't cross the river, it's just because their basements were wet and they didn't want to leave home.
The assortment of vehicles and equipment will be available for you to see, touch, and maybe even ride in. Over 20 vintage military vehicles will be on display that the owners have spent a lot of time and money acquiring, Livengood said, and restoring to their original condition.
The predominant ones that we're talking about here are literally 50, 60, 70-year-old vehicles. You can't buy those new or any other way. They're very expensive. To maintain them is very expensive. There's so much in the let's put the parts on it that are supposed to be there. You've not looked until you've tried to find a bumper for a 50-year-old vehicle that they really don't have bumpers anymore. They're big. They're bulky.
Livengood said other similar rallies are being held throughout the country this summer, but you'd have to drive quite a ways to participate in those events.
Armed Forces Day is a traditional day to do a motor vehicle rally. So if you don't want to come to the Bada Bada Bing Bang rally in Atlantic, Iowa, to do a military vehicle show on the rally on the 21st of May, you can go to Findlay, Ohio. That's when they have theirs. Aberdeen Proving Grounds had theirs on Armed Forces Day last year. They had a conflict with Findlay, so they moved it. And there's one out in Arizona someplace. Iola, Wisconsin isn't until August. My point being, yeah, they're not very close. Not very close at all.
The event in Arizona, by the way, takes place this weekend. Livengood said the collection in Atlantic is expected to include many different types of vehicles and military equipment.
If you want to see half-tracks, mounted machine guns, armored personnel carriers, you know, motorcycles, Harley-Davidson motorcycles that they used in the war, you know, bulldozers that were designed to be dropped out of airplanes. If you want to see that, then you need to come to this thing and see them here.
The vehicles will be on display in the Armory parking lot between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. on May 21st. Afterward, there will be a cruise for those vehicles and their operators and an ice cream social in the Walmart parking lot before they head back to the Armory. You can look for additional details to be released later, and if you have any questions, you can call Steve Livengood at 712-243-5445. Sheriff's officials in Harrison County said yesterday a man from Nebraska was arrested earlier this week on assault and animal abuse charges. Nicky Wayne Busby of Columbus, Nebraska, was arrested Tuesday following an investigation into a reported domestic disturbance that allegedly took place west of Missouri Valley. Busby was subsequently arrested on charges that include aggravated domestic assault, interference with official acts, and animal abuse. A search warrant executed later at his property resulted in two guns being taken into evidence. A fatality accident early this morning on Interstate 80 near the Waukee exit blocked both east and westbound traffic for about 3 hours. Eastbound traffic was being detoured at exit 117 by 5:30 this morning, but by 6:30, all lanes had been reopened. No other details concerning the accident are currently available. The original road closure notice was posted just after 2:30 this morning. An Iowa City hospital is warning patients that some of their personal information may have been accessed through a computer virus. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports an investigation revealed that a computer virus that's designed to capture personal data had infected some computers in January at Mercy Iowa City and Mercy Clinics. The potentially stolen information may have included patient demographics such as addresses, clinical information such as treatments and medications, or health insurance information. Officials say that in some cases, social security numbers may have been accessed. There is no evidence that any patient information had been used improperly, and hospital officials mailed letters to the affected patients on Friday. Iowa residents with Medicaid health coverage won't be able to routinely use the Mayo Clinic when the state shifts to the $4 billion program to private management next week. The three managed care companies that will run the state's Medicaid program told lawmakers this week they haven't been able to negotiate contracts with Mayo's well-known hospital system located just across the border in Rochester, Minnesota. AmeriHealth's top executive in Iowa, Cheryl Harding, told legislators that her firm has signed contracts with three Mayo-affiliated primary care clinics in Iowa, but not with the main medical center in Rochester. UnitedHealth and AmeriGroup also say they haven't obtained such contracts. The three managed care companies say they'll continue trying to persuade Mayo to sign contracts to give routine care for the 560,000 Iowa residents on Medicaid. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Donald Arthur Hopp, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Donald Hopp will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Gage Michael Lee Williams, age 14, of Neola, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Gage Williams will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Tri-Center Community Schools in Neola. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. And Evelyn M. Fay, age 91, of Knoxville, died Thursday at the Westridge Nursing Home in Knoxville. Services for Evelyn Fay are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.